Before Becky comes before us today, we are celebrating the Women's International Day of Prayer. And the material that was gathered for us came from the South Asian Division. And one of the things that it talked about in that building faith through prayer is that, and one I had not realized, is that when we pray, we must pray a prayer of recognition. That means we must recognize who God is. You know, some of us get personal. We call him Abba, Daddy, Father. But most of all, we must recognize him as our creator. And it tells us that we also must learn to build our faith through prayer, through the praise and adoration, through thanksgiving. You know, sometimes it tells us that we should just have prayer, just thanking God, not asking him for some things, because he knows and he cares for us. And so Becky is going to take us through the word as it talks about building our faith through prayer. Hear ye the word. Let's open with a word of prayer.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, it is our privilege to be with you this morning, and we ask that you come and you speak with us this morning. Take our trials and our frustrations, Lord, and give us hope and give us peace and give us action with our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you open your Bibles to Romans 10:17, our text this morning, Romans 10:17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. There was once a Christian woman who was well known among the villagers for her simple faith and her great calmness in the midst of many trials. Another woman, living at a distance, hearing her said, "I must go and see that woman and learn the secret of her calm and happy life." She went and, confronting the woman, said, "Are you the woman with great faith?" "No," was the answer. "I am not the woman with the great faith, but I am the woman with the little faith in a great God." Have you ever wondered how we make our faith strong? Can we take vitamins? Or can we get a prescription from the doctor? Well, what about taking a supplemental drink every morning? Does that make our faith strong? No, that doesn't. So faith is something we can strengthen or improve. We cannot strengthen or improve with vitamins or even supplements or prescriptions. It is the assurance of our belief. Faith enables us to see what God does. It helps us to see what others cannot see or do. If something goes wrong with our faith, no physician here on earth can fix that problem. Faith simply believes in things we cannot see with our eyes. It is born in us and grows stronger and stronger when we read God's word. What did I say? It grows stronger how? By reading God's word. Prayer and faith go hand in hand. We pray in faith in a God who is able to do all things, believing that he will do what is best for us. On this day of prayers, we focus on faith. Remember that faith is an important element in our prayer life. Paul declares in Romans 10:17 once again, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ." When you hear the word faith, what picture comes into your mind? What feelings come into your heart? What Bible characters do you instantly think of? From among your friends and acquaintances, whom do you think of as having faith? How do they reveal their faith? And how do we develop our faith? I invite you to open your Bibles as we consider some stories of faith that will help us build our own faith today. Shall we turn to Matthew 15:21-28? The story is of a Canaanite woman who crept up to Jesus, certain that he would help with a problem that weighed heavily on her heart. In this passage, Matthew emphasizes the faith of the Canaanite woman. It tells of what Jesus calls her great faith. Perhaps we should attach less importance to Jesus' words if he used this phrase frequently, But this woman is unique in two ways. In Matthew's gospel, hers is the only story of a Gentile woman whose faith is rewarded by Jesus. And she is the only person Jesus says has great faith. Compare that with the five times he reminds the disciples of their little faith, and you see how special this woman is. What is the full story of this woman? Her daughter is ill, tormented constantly by a demon, and the mother is ready to do whatever she can in order for her daughter to be healed. This is a story of a desperate mother, a parent in anguish because of her child's suffering. Maybe this story is your story. Perhaps you are heavy-hearted because of a sick child, a sick mother, a rebellious teen, or financial woes. Maybe you are feeling desperate. Maybe you sit here today with an anxious heart. Perhaps you are sad, worn out, with worry, or your thoughts are in turmoil. God knows your anxious thoughts. He knows exactly what you need. He is the one who is able to bring you peace, healing, and hope. He has done it in the past, and he will do it again. By faith, grasp his promises. Let your faith in him strengthen you as it did this Canaanite woman. She knelt before Jesus, pleading, "Master, have mercy on me. My daughter is vexed with a devil." Rather than responding, Jesus does not say a word to her. At first, he ignores her and seems rude. When he does speak, he answers rather harsh, "I was sent to help the Jews, not the Gentiles." Imagine, what would you have done if you had been in this woman's place? Often we find it very easy to give up when we do not hear the answer we want to hear. Discouragement comes. Our hope evaporates. The enemy takes advantage of our weaknesses. But nothing was going to deter this woman of great faith. She faces the disapproval of the disciples. Courageously, she pleads with Jesus to help her. She is persistent. She believes in his power. Fear does not conquer her faith. Say that with me. Fear does not conquer her faith. Falling at Jesus' feet, she pleads again, "Lord, help me." Is this the kind of great faith we have? Or do we hesitate to come to God, asking, pleading, believing, holding on to his promises in faith? Matthew 15:28 tells us the rest of the story. And then Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed and made whole at that very hour. Ellen White, in Conflict and Courage, page 297, says, "In faith, the woman of Phoenicia flung herself against the barriers that had been piled up between Jew and Gentile, against discouragement, regardless of appearances that might have led her to doubt. She trusted the Savior's love. It is thus that Christ desires for us to trust in him." When my kids were little, we acquired a cat while we were on a camping trip. It got into our camper as Mike was closing it up, and when we got home, we had a cat. And my kids fell in love with that cat. And I'm not an animal person. I respect them, but I'm just not an animal person. Well, my oldest son, I started homeschooling while the other two were in school, so they became very, very close. One day, he had been gone a couple days, because he was a male cat. He kind of wandered around, and when he came home, he was very, very hurt. And Mike had to take Ben and take him to a vet, and I really thought they were going to have to put him to sleep because it looked like he had been shot in his leg, and he didn't look very good. And so I was going to prepare Matt and Michelle that he probably would not bring the cat back home. And after they left, I went to find Matt and Michelle, and they were sitting by the back door, and Matt was praying and asked Jesus to take care of their cat. They were very little. I mean, the faith of children, you know, the Lord tells us to look at the faith of children. And he was able to, that we were able to have him worked on, and he lived with our kids and gave them joy for many, many years. Because of faith, things happen. May God grant us such faith, a faith so great that it won't give up, even in the face of uncertainty or in the storms of our life that threaten to overwhelm us. A faith so great that it seeks Jesus Christ relentlessly. A faith of a woman or a child who has nowhere else to turn except to Jesus. The Bible records great many stories of women of faith. Let us look at one more story. Rahab, a woman whose faith is revealed in her actions. Rahab demonstrates her faith by her actions, by trusting her life and the lives of her family to the God of Israel. In a single mention of Rahab in the faith chapter of Hebrews 11, the writer doesn't record Rahab's words of faith in God. Neither does James speak of her testimony. Rather, both writers focus on her actions that are born out of her faith in God. In Joshua 6:25, it says, "But Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho. And she lives among the Israelites today, to this day. In Hebrews 11:31, it says, "By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient." Rahab entrusts her life to Israel's God. Rahab shows more faith than had the 8 of the 10 spies 40 years earlier. She knows little about the God of Israel, but she acts on what she knows, and God saves her. In a way, Rahab's experience is similar to that of Noah. Look at Hebrews 11:7. It says, "By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark." Rahab knows that Jehovah is the true God. She fears for herself and her family when she hears about the great wonders he has performed. And she receives the spies and pleads for her family's safety. The story of Rahab is one of the most beautiful stories in the Bible. Rahab, a prostitute, believes that the God of Israel is indeed God and acts on that belief. As a result, she chooses to spend her life with the people of God and is saved from certain death. Rahab believes and acts. Her story reminds us that faith leads to action. Our actions reveal what we believe. Faith not only inspires action, it comforts. Faith glows brightest in our darkest hour, in our moments of fear, stress, confusion, and suffering. God isn't afraid of our tough questions about suffering. One of the oldest stories in recorded history treats the topic of pain and suffering. Imagine receiving the telephone call that every parent dreads, informing you that all of your children are dead. The next day, you learn that your savings account has been wiped out. And the following day, a tremendous storm destroys your farm. As you are reeling from these tragedies, you break out in painful sores. Would your faith be strong enough to endure all this agony? For centuries, people have turned for solace to the story of Job, a wealthy and respected leader from the land of Uz. The story is familiar. Job suffers a series of disasters. His 10 children, wealth, property, servants, and cattle, all are swept away one after another. Added to his deep emotional pain, intense physical pain suddenly develops. When his friends come to visit, they tell him that these calamities are God's punishment for some sin he had unknowingly committed. But Job's faith in God never wavers. Never doubting God, Job utters these magnificent words in Job 13, verse 15, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Job responds to his suffering with great faith. His story and his response leaves us with a very important question. How will each one of us respond when our world falls apart? Will you choose faith? Will I? It is important to recognize that having strong faith in the midst of suffering will not eliminate pain. Job was nearly crushed by his pain and suffering when he heard that his children had died. He tore his robe, shaved his head, and falls to the ground in his grief. Yet in the midst of pain and heartache, Job makes some of the greatest declarations of faith we have ever heard. "Naked I come from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord had taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." Job 1:21. He raises the profound question, shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all of this, Job did not sin in what he said. How is it that a person can have such great faith and still feel such great pain? Yet when we think carefully about this and perhaps remember our own experiences, how could it be any other way? Holding fast to faith in the midst of suffering means that we believe that God is still in control. When we choose to believe, We must trust the very God who allows the difficult circumstances in the first place. Although he doesn't know it, Job is on his way to one of the most intimate encounters with God that he will ever experience in his lifetime. Through his season of suffering, he is starting a short journey that will lead to an understanding of who God is. The road of suffering is the only road that will lead him to a more intimate encounter with God. We are reminded in the beautiful passage from Patriarch and Prophets, the very trials that task our faith most severely and make it seem that God has forsaken us are to lead us closer to Christ, that we may lay all our burdens at his feet and experience the peace which he will give us in exchange. We do not build faith with everything when everything is calm and life is easy, when we have good health, our children are well behaved and make good grades, our boss praises our work, our relatives are kind, and we have enough money to enjoy a few luxuries. No, that is not when our faith is really revealed. During his time of great suffering, loss of all his children, his wealth, and even his health, is when Job displayed his unwavering faith. Ellen White reminds us we must be partakers with Christ of his sufferings if we would sit down in triumph with him at his throne. So long as we choose the easy path of self-indulgence and are frightened at self-denial, our faith will never become firm, and we cannot know the peace of Jesus, nor the joy that comes through conscious victory. One night, a house caught fire and a young boy was forced to flee to the roof. The father stood on the ground below with outstretched arms, calling to his son, "Jump! I'll catch you!" He knew the boy had to jump to save his life. All the boy could see, though, however, was the flames and smoke in front of him. As you can imagine, he was afraid to jump from the roof. His father kept yelling, "Jump! Jump! I'll catch you!" But the boy protested, "Dad, I can't see you." The father replied, "But I can see you, and that's all that matters." The Christian faith enables us to face life or meet suffering and death, not because we can see, but with the certainty that we are seen. Not that we know all the answers, but that we are known. How can we build our faith every day? The Word of God creates faith in us. No human faculty can do this. Only God's Word can do this. Hearing and listening to God's Word creates in us the faith, the ability to put our trust in Jesus in all situations and in all circumstances. Another way to build our faith is through prayer. James 5:15 tells us, "The prayer of the faith will save the sick." Faith and prayer working together will result in healing in our lives. So many of us are sick, not only physically, but spiritually and emotionally. Is there anyone here who needs healing in their lives? I think we all do. Today, as we spend time in prayer, let us pray for healing in our lives, healing from unforgiveness, from the pain of the past or past hurts, healing from physical sickness that may be causing much distress and pain, and maybe even hampering us from functioning as whole people. But we must pray in faith, believing that God is able to answer. Such faith, such conviction, created by the Word of God, is strong. So strong that it does not even let offense get in the way of focusing on Jesus and what he can do. Such faith will remain focused on Jesus regardless of the situation, regardless of the external pressures, regardless of what others say or do. Such faith, created by a personal relationship with Jesus, stands firm and strong, especially during times of trial. Such faith in Jesus is always persistent and consistent, always faithful and fruitful. It continues to keep on going. It is always moving forward, not backward. Such faith falls at the feet of Jesus. Such faith has no other way to turn but to Jesus. Such faith pours out all at the feet of Jesus. It holds nothing back. Such faith does not withhold love. It gives all, fully trusting and fully believing that Jesus can and will answer our prayers in the way that he knows best. Finally, faith in Jesus, humble submission at the feet of Jesus, brings nothing but healing. It brings life. It brings joy. It brings light. It brings wholeness because Jesus is the living Word of God. We can trust in his Word. We can trust in his love. Let us pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, We are so thankful for your encouragement today, and each one of us here want to ask that you give us more faith in you. Strengthen our faith as we read your word, as we spend time with you in prayer. We love you, Lord, and we always praise you for your continual love and mercy for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.